Michael Checker there with the return of Israel Folau, the big shock there after all those weeks out that he's coming back on the wing for the Wallabies up against Argentina on the weekend on the Gold Coast and not in that famed full-back position, a famed position that Matthew Burke wore, that famous 15 jumper. He joins us on the line. Hello, Burkey.
Yeah, good morning, boys. How are you?
Extremely well. How do you think, what's the thought process behind this selection of Israel on the wing?
Do you know, I reckon, one, I reckon it's not a bad call, TK. I think that, you know, as we've spoken about before, being in that 15 role, you have to do a lot of sort of organising and thinking. And I think when you take that away from someone like Israel Folau, I think he actually may play better. So he's stuck on the wing. All he has to do is react and basically just sort of, you know, play what's in front of him. So I think it won't be a bad thing. So I imagine that they've got me pinging a couple of the corner in terms of kicking-wise. I reckon that'll be the go. And then just to get him back into the game, I think it's going to be a case of just sort of, hey, ease your way back into it and stick on the wing there and enjoy what is going to be a pretty tough test match, you know? Mm. So I think it's going to be a good thing for him to get back in that role.
So, Haylett Petty, is he the number two fullback in this side?
Well, you could say he's the number one fullback now, Loz, because he's held that position. I think what he, does give is perhaps a little bit more of a safer option. He's got that ability to kick as well. I know there's not a great deal of kicking, but he has I think you could probably say he's got more of a, he's more of a traditional fullback if you call it that. So, you know, when they go counterattack and what he needs to do is throw that pass on counterattack. So he's got Folau and Corabetti back there. So use that speed and use the width of that field when you have that counter-attacking option there. So, look, I think that's why he's been back there, just to give that little bit of confidence, if that's the case. And I reckon, you know, I mean, it's back to the future for Folau. His first test match was on the wing against the British Irish Lions. He scored two tries. So it's not as if he's not unproven there. He'll play well in that role. And he just has to, you know, it's responsibility's taken off him, boys. I think that's probably the biggest thing.
So you're a supporter of Israel being on the wing rather than at fullback, you think? Forward, I mean, to win the World Cup, is that the best way forward for Australia?
I was going to say, Loz, does he have more caps at me at fullback already? Because if he doesn't, I would say yes, that's exactly right. I would. And to more broaden the back three, you know, these blokes can play fullback and wing. Corabetti not so much, but you know, at a pinch, these blokes could, you know, interchange. So, you know, I don't see this as a shock selection at all. I think this is a way that, you know, this team could move forward with Folau on the wing.
Well, if they don't get him the ball, it's a wasted selection.
Correct.
Yeah, you know, and that's the whole thing. I don't mind him being on the wing, but he's got to get the ball more than five times, and you've got to kick cross field to him constantly because you know he'll grab it and score. And if they don't do that, they're wasting their time.
100%. You know, so when you're and that comes back to now, I think you'll see Tamua throw those kicks across rather than a Beal. Right. Even though Beal's a good kicker, Tamua, having been in that English system, boys, and you'll learn a different style of playing the game. And I think he will fit in well in that role where, and I said it last week, how they might rotate around, and which they did in the game as well. So I think you'll find Tamua to send those little cross kicks through.
Right.
Flat ones, high ones, let him jump for the ball, use that height that he had, like in Scotland a couple of years ago. But you're right. But, you know, the kick's still a 50-50, probably even less than that. So I'd love to see him get the ball in hand by some enterprising play, which, sadly, the guys haven't shown too much of it this year.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about Taniela Tupou?
Yeah, Taniela Tupou.
Yeah, he's only played five games off the bench, but a lot of people are saying that he could become the best tight head prop in the game.
Well, first thing, Loz, tight head, I wouldn't have a clue what a tight... I don't even know what side of the scrum that is, but yes, exactly right. Look, he locks it down. That tight head is probably the pivotal role in the scrum because he's taking weight from both the hooker and their loose head prop. So what we saw the other day when he came on is the scrum shored itself up. They actually got some clean ball. And, you know, what it in that last 5 minutes, it just showed maturity in the scrum where they locked it down. They held South Africa out in that last game. So he's incredible skills with ball in hand as well. So if you can combine the two, because obviously it takes a lot out of you in the scrum, but he's very good around the park as well. He's got great hands. He's got great turn of speed. He's about 130-odd kilos, and he's dead set. He's got great feet when he gets going as well. So, you know, apart from that scrummaging side, Loz, as you mentioned, he actually could be, you know, he could turn into a great ball player as well. You know, the kind of guys where they turn up outside the 10 roll, they turn up inside the 12 roll, and they just get that ability to run with it as well. So he was outstanding. And, you know, it doesn't matter if he's played, you know, 1, 5, 50. If you've got that ability to go and play, he's going to be a fantastic inclusion going forward.
Yeah. Geez, we need one too. We need one of those world-class props, which would be terrific. Just a final one, mate, from me. Marika Korobidis only signed a one-year extension.
Yeah.
And that takes in the World Cup.
Yeah.
Does that mean that everyone just leaves after the World Cup from Australian rugby?
Yeah, it could be the case, TK. Yeah, you look at that. Is he, I'm hoping not, but is he planning on going back to rugby league after that? Is he planning on sort of, you know, cashing in and going to France after that?
So, sure.
You know, I'm looking at that in-between now. World Cups is such an area where guys lose their players. We saw Michael Hooper obviously stay, but, you know, these guys can earn a fortune overseas, and I don't begrudge them from going over there, but it's a rock and a hard place for Rugby Australia to be able to retain these guys in between the World Cup. So, yeah, it was an interesting one. He's obviously got his sights set on something else after 2019 in Japan.
You talk about overseas. Adam Ashley Cooper's coming back from overseas and more than likely going to play for the Waratahs. His chances of breaking back into the Wallabies team?
Yeah.
And if he does, has he got, you know, can he add value to that team?
He's got game, that's for sure.
Yeah.
The only thing about it is, and if I sat down with AAC, I'd say to him, mate, at 35, you know, it's a whole new ball game when you play at that top level. But he's, you know, he's got skill. I'm just wondering whether or not he's got enough game to be able to play at that top level. And look, we've seen what he's done in the past, but as you know, Loz, you've been there. As you get a bit older, it becomes a little bit more difficult. It'd be great to see him back for a Waratahs side, just to give a bit of direction, if that's the case. You know, does he get included in Checkers' plans to play Australia? You know, we have to wait and see. But, you know, if there's a young bloke, I mean, you look at these young blokes that are coming around now, Jack Maddox, Banks, I think they're the future, you know, rather than giving it to perhaps a bloke who's been there, done that, and a decorated career. I mean, you know, hang up the boots and say, thanks for coming, but he wants to get one more crack.
Mate, just a quick tip.
I think our boys, again, like last week, very, very tough, though. Big pack. You know, the Argies had a good loss against New Zealand only a week ago. So, you know, they'll stress our blokes. But I think that win last week just showed a bit of maturity. And I think our guys will get the win. So I think, you know, I'll 1-12 for our boys.
Good on you. $2.60 at tab.com.au and Israel Folau to play on the wing and get plenty of ball, hopefully, is the plan there from Matthew Burke. Good on you, Berkey.
Good on you, boys. Have a good one.